Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Tesping upon Chesem Abayz Barabam at a page. Four lines up. Amar Amei Mar Mishmei Dura Papa. Lo Lichsof Inish Kafle Ilavai Bissa. A person shouldn't flip over the flanks. That's part of the meat that has connected with it, the Shuman. Don't flip over the flanks on other meat, the daiv tarba ubalabissa, because the fat will drip and the meat will start to absorb it. Says Rashi, that is kol haksalim shechelev hakloyus davik sham. That is the fat of the kidneys, kloyus, is attached to it. Loye kofa osa osam al gabi basar. Don't flip it over on top of meat. Acher shechelev mutal al basar. And it heats up at that point from the shechita, the zav al basa, and it goes back to the basa. It's a problem. It says Gemara, ihachi. If really you're worried about such a thing, then ki trisinami. Then even when they're straight on it itself, and just on the flanks, especially kishemunachin al hadaf kidarkon achelu ma'ala habole kafle. It's just going to, from the chilev that's attached to it itself, it's going to go and become, I think flank, by the way, is like good stuff they sell in South Africa, this type of meat, flank. So even so, the doiv tarbo balabis, it's going to go out and it's going to come out, it's going to absorb it. Why are you worried about that? No, karma mafsik mitatoi. There's a membrane that separates from the fat from the meat that's underneath it, and therefore it stops it from the fat going out. But the fat's on other meat, it drips on the meat, and then the meat becomes, you know, becomes problematic. Karma krum tila, says Rashi, mafsik bin chilev the basar, who also krum, sha'anu notal menaksalim, shkorin flankush. You think of the flankush, the avit thick. The chazaku v'kach aser shechilev nivlabo aval ein nivla kol kach sheizav lebasar zechav. It's not going to absorb so much as going to the part, the meat that is underneath it. In fact, the Gemara Yehachi, if that's really true, they have this membrane that's stopping it from the fat. Then beep, turn the page. Tes amar aleph. Then me'iloi nami krami ika. Then how do we understand it? Because it's also membrane on top. So why should it be aser to flip it over on the other meat? So the Gemara, I did the mimash misha, yada the tabcha miftachs. Since the hand of the butcher rubs against it, it crumbles away, therefore it's not able to stop from the other part. Says Rashi, me'iloi nami ki sachif lahu al gabi basar ike krama mafsik shein chilev shein lo krum dakmamala. It has a krum on it. It says, no, it goes in it, and it ends up you know, knocking apart. And then we have a bit of a problem. We need to learn three things. Ksav, that means you have to know, being a sofer. Shchita, umila, says Rashi. Ksav, lichtov shi, the lachtom shemo. Ilu yashav bedin oledus. Okay, so ksav doesn't mean what I thought it meant. I thought it meant something. It means that he has learned to sign his name. He needs to be a judge. He needs to know how to sign as an aide. And next one is shchita. That is that Rashi says la'amin yado lekach afilu shabaki bilchus. Even as a baki in halachas, he has to know how to actually do it itself. And mila. Okay, Rabbi Chananya ben Shlomo Mishmei Derav Amar Af Kesher Shal Tefillin Ubirchas Chasad Mitzitzis. You also have to know how to tie the knot of the tefillin, how to do the brachas of the wedding, and how to tie tzitzis. Says Rashi, Kesher Shal Tefillin, that is Yesh Bo Umnus. There's an expertise to it. She also came in Oz Dalit, has to make the Dalit Shehi Nira Bo Shakai Hashin Chakuka. You can see Shin Dalit and Yod Hashin Chakuka Bekimte Hatefer Kein Shin Rotsu Ketana Kfula Tzvot Over Utluya Kein Yod. You have to know how to do these things with the stripes that are coming out of it. The two ends of the head are tied together and makes that letter, the dalet, the arm one, into a yud. And then you have the shin that's on the tefillin of the head by putting it into the hard letter, into that shape. And these three, shin, dalet, and yud, they're spelling it Hashem's name. And the other one, meaning Rabbi Huda, why didn't he say these things? Why didn't he say these additional things? Those are common, right? Anybody, you know, you learn something, you don't put so much time into Rashi. Says tefillin v'tzitzis v'brichas chasadim. Musiin tader hakachakol b'kiyin b'hem. Everyone's makir with them. Of course, there's going to be a bug in them. Who doesn't know that?
Okay, it's embarrassing. All right. From Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, kol tabach she'enu yodea hilchos shchita, any butcher who doesn't know hilchos shchita, asa lechem shchita, so you're not allowed to eat from his shchita. V'en hilchos shchita, this is what it is. Shehiya, drasa chalada hagrama, v'ikar. You remember we learned about this right in the beginning, in the Masechta, when we were talking about cherishot of a katan, different people who can't shecht. What is she here? That's what it pauses. Drasa is when you press down. Chalada is burrowing a hole, like in between. Hagrama is cutting beyond the area that's to be cut, and the ikar is tearing. Rashi says she drasa chalada grama ikar. And perika shochet tanan the kulu shehia im shachar kedei shchitas beim if you wait 29 takes to do shchita. Shochet vehitis a rosh vebas achas shelo holich vehevi haini drasa. Shochet, that is that if you did in one shot and you didn't go forward and go back, that's called drasa. Where are you? Shachat havesha to pasak hagargeres. If you end up making a hole in the throat, hari ikar tzikar. Oh, shehichlut is a sakin havi chalada kechulda zu hatchuvah bechorin, like a chulda, like a weasel that goes through into the holes. Hashochin mitochet habas havi hagrama. And the hasa mefarish lo gani sidav yilches v'azalosh an agrama shemachriya yado letzeis chutz mimakum kasher shchita asher shchita outside the place of the shchita ukmahir shokel ayin v'ayin nosin lo girumav gabi hachra v'bava basra. Okay, anyway, the point is you have to know these things. Michael Mashman, what are you coming to teach me? Kulo taninu, where we learned all this in a mishnah, which is going to come up later on in the masechta. So what are you telling me? Rashi says kulo tanam sisam perkashochet shabehima misnabelas ben it becomes the veil through these things. The kirin she'ain baki ban, not a baki, and it's a pshita da aser le'echos. Pasha that is going to be aser to go on to eat from his shechita. The chishmuel da amura de amorahu masni asa lashminan shekvar hamishna shnuya. So, Medis, what are you coming to teach me? We already have this mishnah that tells us. So, the Gemara, Lotzvicha, she shechted lefaneinu shtayim shalosh parim. We say that he shechted two or three times. And he has a good shechita, like he knows that he's able to do it. Without being watched, Mother Tema, Medir Shel the Shaper, we would think that since he shechted those other animals properly, Hanem Mishel the Shaper, this one also he did properly, and they let it eat it. Kumash Shalom comes to tell us, Kevin, the low gummer, since he did not, that since the shochet did not learn the laws, sometimes he's going to do shehiya and adrasa, and we're not going to notice that this is what happened. It's no good, and therefore, if someone does not know these dinim with that and is not being watched, we're not able to go to have them. Even if we saw that he did it good in the past, Rashi says below that in yodeh she'asa lasos kein machilan, he's not going to know you know how to do these things, and then he's going to come to have a seat in there for it's a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, hatabach tzarich sheyivdoch b'simanim achas shchita. The butcher has to check the simanim, the pipes, the cut and the veshet after they do shchita to check if they were done properly." Rashi says, nothing over here, but you got to go and check it. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Afan and Amitamini, we also learned this in a Mishnah, which is coming up later on. Daf Lamed Beis. Rabbi Shimon, Merzuk, Rabbi Shimon, Im Shah Kedei Bikor. If the Shechita was the one who shechted paused long enough to be checking it, then it's going to be no good. Rashi says, Vushaye Shior Shehiya. That's the Sheriff Shehiya. My Lav Kedei Bikor Simanim. Doesn't mean that it paused long enough to check the Simanim. And the mission is telling us that it has to be checked after the shechita, like he says. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Le'Abaye, lo. Not a good rabbi, because Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan says to explain the pause that the mission is talking about. Kedei Bikur Chacham. It's got to last long enough for the Chacham to go and to check the knife, long enough to take the knife to the Chacham and for him to check it. And since the mission doesn't discuss checking of the cut in the Veshet, therefore, this is not a raya that this is what that the inspection of those things is necessary. Rashi's kedei bikar chacham livdok a sakin to check the knife. Shatabach tzarich laharos asakel lechacham. Ha'ir, if they show to him, play kvoda chacham. Kedermin and lekaman, like when you see in tafirim and beis. Afagav shatabach baki bechazbedika. Even there's a baki in the chazbedika. Frankly, the gemara Kane, if that's true, that Rishim is talking about the chacham's bedika, and it's not the rechlishirim. Now we don't have a certain amount of numbers. It's not the rechlishirim means you can't just say something that we're not going to be able to go ahead and have a normal amount. Because let's say it's 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late, 20 minutes late, 30 minutes away, then we're kind of stuck with it. It's elikadibiga tabach chacham. What it means is it's the amount of time that's going to be a problem is one that lasts long enough for a check by the butcher, who's also the chacham, and he's right there. And that's a certain amount of time that he's there. He's there, he gets it, he looks at it, he checks it, and he says, Rashi is tam chacham, shachot say tam chacham, he's tam chacham, ve'ein mufla be'ir mimena, there's no one higher than him. Klomer lo tali ashir, elev ashias b'dika sakin l'chudei, it's only b'dika sakin itself. So what is Rav Chaim coming to teach us? What he's telling us is that if a person paused while doing shechita long enough for the rabbi butcher to inspect the knife, the shechita is going to be puzzle. That's going to be a problem. Okay, now we saw that Shmuel said that the butcher should check the cut on the veshed of the animal after that he shechted. And now the Gemara comes along and he asks, what happens if you didn't check? Lo badak mai. What's the din if you didn't check after you did it? What's going to be the din? Rashi says, b'simanim. You didn't check the simanim is the signs, the cut on the veshed. The trachea and the windpipe, and the trachea and the esophagus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Antigonus Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yani Omer Treifa Vasura Bechila. It's going to be treifa, and then it's also to go to eat. Well, unbelievable, but it's not going to be a metame. It says Rashi treifa shkuta. Ain a mitama, kidarmin ba orva rotiv, minabahima mixas behima mitama mixas on ain a mitama, is a trefa shachta. It's a trefa that checked it. Okay, so it's gonna be trefa, it's also to eat. Masi said, Tana, we learned nevela or mitama bimasa. It was taught there that the animal is a nevela, and therefore it is mitama bimasa if it is carried. Rashi says, nevela, the labachas shuta machaskinala, kidarfuna bepirkin. Now, what's this machlokas? Clear the machlokas here, macha mifugli. They're arguing in Rav Huna. Said behema bechayeh becheskas iser amenas. An animal during its lifetime is considered in a cheskas iser. It's now called iser. Ad sheyivade sheyivada ad sheyivada lecha b'menishcha. And it's in that case until it's known to you that in what the animal was shechted, whether it was shechted properly or not. Nishchita, but once it started shechted, now it's in the cheskas heter, until it becomes known to what is it, until it becomes known to that it actually became trefa. Says Rashi, can't eat a live animal. If you have a shayla and you want to be standing on its chazaka, it was originally chazaka, maybe it was done properly. Now you can't get out of it until you know for sure that it was done properly. Next Rashi, but once it's already shechted, then the cheskas heter until you know that something's a problem. Rashi says, "Come on, and before you can explain, my nafkirinu, what's an nafkirinu? Bereisha the milsa kamifugi, the hashda nolad lanu suffik. Now you have yourself in beshchita, shema lanu shchata rov. Maybe you shecht the majority of it." Okay, here we go. My suffix, so one of them holds that if the pipes were not inspected after the shechita, then Rashi says, "Rishon omedes shelo haisa shchuta." The kivin the mechizkas she'ena shchuta mukmisla remiso mitame. The first verse is mitame. So one holds that it wasn't checked. Mechizkas iser kaim, but it retains the status of mechizkas iser. Bahashta meisi. Now it's dead, and if it wasn't checked properly, then it's dead, and it's conveying. It's going to be giving over tuma. My savitz of the Rishana, he says mechizkas iser aminan. Right. So first we had the time. The Brisa we have mechizkas. He says mechizkas iser aminan. We do say that it's in the mechizkas of iser. It's not able to be eaten, being maskim. Becheskas tuma lo mina. We don't say it's a chazak of tuma. Rashi says, "Sharei baser minachai ain't a matama. Baser from a live animal is not a matama." So fine, in Konami, you can't eat it, but it's not going to be matama. Period. Gufa. Amar Rav Huna behima chaybris esizom edus a behima in his lifetime is considered cheskes of iser. Actually, for the chav med nishchad until you know what the situation is. The nishchad once already checked the becheses heter medus now is considered cheskes. Actually, for the chav med nishchad until you know the reason why I should say that it's treifa. V'leima nishchad tahutra. Rav Huna should have said that once the animal is checked that it's mutter. Why you say only that it's in a mutter state? Rashi says v'neima nishchad hutra. The lashon chazaka lo shayach. Elo b'davar suffik. The name of him b'davar al cheskaso. How come? I'm going to teach you the afagav the yisilid by reusa. Even though a problem came into it, still it's going to be considered that it is. It's still considered mutar. Says Rashi, shenolad ba suffik treifus suffik kodem shchita. You can be told that it happened after the shechita. The stam behima was not treifa. We say it happened after the shechita, and therefore it's kosher. It's an amazing concept, right? We have this suffix treifus came afterwards, and now we have a suffix at what point it happened. So we say it happened after. Rabbi Abba Mirav Huna Bazev Vinatal Bnei Ma'ayimau. The wolf came and it took the small intestines from a shechta animal. What's it in? Should we say that the animal may have been a treifa or not? Maybe there was an issue with it. We didn't get a chance to check it or not. Natal, you're talking about the case the wolf took it away? Halisnu. But in that case, they're not there. In that case, we have no reason to think that the animal was a treifa. Says Rashi, how's it called a suffix? Not a halisnehu. V'lo chasinim hum shum reuso. My sfeik ika. There's no reuso. What suffix is it? Yela nukav b'nei me'ayimau. The wolf punctured the small intestines after the shechita. What's going to be the din then? Maybe that it had a treifa before. Nukav, you're talking about a case where it actually made a hole in it? But we see here that it actually made the negev. So then why should we think it's a treifa? Ella nitla v'chziron she'nu kuvin ma'al. Let's say wolf took it away and then came back and then they were punctured. So we didn't see anything happening. We just see it bring it back punctured. Micha she'nin shabim makam negev nakav lo. Are we worried that maybe the wolf's teeth went into an area of the that already had a hole there, which is the animal is a treifa or not? Rashi says, Michai Shinon Shahayabo, Michai Shinon Shamamakam Nekev Shahayabo Tchila Isrami Le Hashta Shechnes Moshinov, put his teeth in there for Trefa. It was a Trefa. The Nakvo Hadakin Echad Mishmonas are Trefa so, because a Nekev in this area is one of the 18 Trefas, so we're going to see enough mem base. Or not. Amarlei, ein choshen shem makam nekev nakav. No, we're not worried about the fimir. That's what happened over there. We assume that the wolf made the hole, so it's not a treifa, and it's actually going to be fine. Eisavei, frek the Gemara, or Abba Asakasha, says, hold on, rot sipor hamenaker betena. Let's say you see a bird that's pecking at a fig. Rash is looking to cove him. Nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. V'achbar hamenaker ba'avatichem. You see a mouse is making these holes in a watermelon. Beep, turn the page. Tess amud beis. Choshen shavav makam nekev nakav. We're concerned maybe it made a hole where there's already a hole there. Made by what? By some sort of snake. Rashi says, shal nachash nakav va'aser mishum sakaras nefashas. Maybe there's a snake that's there and therefore it's aser sakaras nefashas. If you can't have it because maybe it was poisoned. Now, we see in this one, we are worried that maybe there was a hole that was there already and they just did it in that hole. So how come we're saying by the wolf, nah, there was no hole. We're worried about the snake, that there was a snake that did it, and then they bit in the exact place of the snake. We should be worried here, they're both in the exact place. It's a problem. Amarlei, so he says back to him, Mi kamidamis yisur l'sakanta? Are you comparing iser and danger? Sakana shiny. You can't bring me a ride from sakana. Sakana is different. We're more machmir when it comes to the idea of sakana. Amarlei Rava, Maishno, what's the difference about that? Suffix sakanta l'chumra. When it comes to a suffix of sakana, so we're machmir. Suffix yisur and nami l'chumra. But suffix yisur are also l'chumra. So why would it be that you'd be more chumra with sakana than with iser? Maybe we were machmir with that as well. Amar Lei Abaye, he says back to him, velo shiny ben yisur sakanta. What do you mean? There's no difference between iser and sakana? You're saying they're the same? Va'ilu suffik tuma, Rishus Arabin. Of course you can't say they're the same. If you have a suffik tuma in Rosh Hashanah outside. Rosh Hashanah came first to come on, like we're going to explain. Sveiko tahor. We know that the tzafik is tahor. Filu sveiko mayim agulim asurim. But if it's a doubt of whether the uncovered water, if you're not sure what the din is, sveiko mayim agulim, then what's the din? Asurim also. Rosh says mayim shenishim agulim. You left it uncovered balayla. At night, suffik shasarim nachash, suffik lo shasar. We have the suffik of the nachash, the snake drink from it, left poison there. The caramel and the isur, we see that they're asir. So clearly, a suffik of sakana is more chamer than that of isur. Amalei says back to Mahasam over there, when we have a suffik, is whether there's a suffik tamar which is the rabbim, hilchusakim yolevi sota. That's halacha moshi misiana that we learn from, that's something, halacha that we learn from sota. Rash is brishus harabim, sveiko tahor, divigzer sakasavu. The Havar says, "Yachid lechumra azlinan, v'chol safik di isura nami lechumra ba'inan lemezal shema yavor." What do we learn now? We say, Masot the Rishus Yachid is like Sotas and Rishus Yachid. We know that what the din is that we're just suffic if she did something privately and we look at it like she didn't, she can't be with her husband anymore until she drinks in the waters. Says Rashi, Masata Shekina Labaili warns Alt history and Ploni, don't go alone with this particular guy, Vinistra, and she does it. Like Sivinit Me'abes Pe'amim, it says Mitha 2 times. Echad Labav, Echad Labal, Shene Seris Halav, Bistira Zu, Achi Yivdeku Amayim. She's also with doing going alone in this area until the waters go and check her. V'chol Stira, Eno Ela Rishos Hayachid. All of that is obviously dealing with the case of Rishos Hayachid. That's the case of Stira. V'asamu da'asa rachmana v'sveika, that's what the Torah ma'asam v'sekar, v'abashus harabim sharia matters it, the dalav stira hui, v'tuma, that's not a problem, that's not stira, v'tuma me'asam gamrina the tuma kari rachmana, it calls the tuma over there. So now, ma'asam v'sveika yachid av'tuma v'sveika yachid. So, also. If a suffix comes up in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, though, then we're going to be Mekel. So, this Kula of Tumah and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a Lachal Moshe Misinai, but as a rule, Isurim are treated the seemingly the same as danger would be. Masiv Rav Sheyeyeyeyemi. Or sheretz v'chulda. What about a sheretz? A dead sheretz. Rashi says sheretz mace. So the mouth of a weasel. V'chulda maleches al gabi kikaris of truma. So walking on. I was walking on kikaris of truma, loaves of truma. Suffik nuggets. Suffik go that touched or not. Rashi says sheretz a mace, but truma. It's a suffik go that truma actually touched or not. Suffik o tahor. The suffik is going to be tahor. Rashi says a filu b'shus a yachid. Filu suffik galui aser alma shiny yisur misaganta. When it's a suffix of Torah, v'ilu suffix mayim megulim asurim, but when it comes to the idea of mayim megulim, then it is aser. V'ilu suffix galui. Oh, sorry, that's what it said. I read Rashi wrong before. Suffix of Torah, v'ilu suffix yachid, v'ilu suffix galui, when it comes to suffix, if it's unrevealed, the meaning the uncovered water, is aser. So alma shiny asurim is a kind of, we see that there's a difference between the two. It's a lachas of the Gemara, says v'ilu suffix mayim megulim asurim. So this backs up a bay that a possible danger is more chamor than Isser. The knocks off Rav is saying the opposite. Rav says, no, Hasam Nami Hilchus Gemir Lami Sota. That's also something we learned from Melchum Shusin from Sota. Ma Sota Dover Shishba Das Lishal. Just like in the suffix of the Sota, which is, you know, where Machmir is something that you could ask, you know, the woman about this. She can actually talk there. Rashi says, Im Nitma Im Lav Asur Min Hasafik versus Yachid Yasser. Afachanami Sota here also in other cases of a suffix. Davar sheyesh bo das lishael, the suffix is not going to be worked out. I'm sorry, it's not going to be machmir unless this thing has enough to be able to question, to be asked. Right? In the case of the braisa, the bread is going to be tahor, not because isurim are more makel than sakana, but because this specific din was learned from Melchum Shishina. Rashi says, Av kol safik tumos hamu'uros b'mi. Sheshma das lishol kigon adam sha'avar son of this something. That's what you're going to be machmer. I will share it. Son of Vela, safik nagas, safik lona, gibi shayachid, sveiko tame, avakikara, she'im b'em das lishol lo. That's not going to be Okay, Davi Shitwa Dasha says the Gemara. Let's just make this clear here. Amar Vashi Tashman. I'm going to bring a proof that actually Chamir Sakanta di Yisura, that Sakana is more than Eser. Slochish Shinicha Megula. Let's say you have this flask of water that you leave and it's not covered. Rashi says Shemilu Mayim Chayim Lamechatos. You put it for the Paraduma. Vaydayin Lo Niskatshu Ba'afar. You didn't make Mekadosh it with the Afer, with the dirt. Deim with the ashes. Where did the Im Niskatshu Tameya? Atikatani Lamai Ilip Sule Listep Suli Litmuya Khrina Belavachi Mechatas Betamina Fila Bamasa. So let's see, Tashima, Sukhashi Nicha Megula. If you have a flask of water that is left uncovered. And the ashes weren't mixed in yet. Ubaumatsu Mukhusa, and then he came back and found the covered Tamea. We say it's Tame. Shani Omer Adam Tami Nichlas Shamakhisa. Say a Tami person came and they covered it over. Okay. And Inicha Mechusa, let's say you left it. That was, hold on. Right. Shani Omish, the other Tommy Nechusa, and when touching it, the Tommy person, you made a Tommy. So therefore, it goes in and makes the spring water inside of it that's also, gives over Tumba to the stuff that's in it, and the other, the food or drink that it touches. And, it can't be used anymore because the Torah says the paratuma of the chatas, it shows everything involved has to be that it's going to be tahor. Yichem mechusa, but let's say he left it, it's covered. Ubam with some aguli came and he found it uncovered. If a weasel is able to drink from it, is able to get to it some way. Rashi says she'ein talu ba'avir, it's not hanging in the air. Even a snake can drink from it. Why? Because he puts it as the same day in. Rashi says, "Shu'omer afanachos kecholda, osha yarba balayla, or if dew fell on it at night." Rashi says, "Derech tal leir balayla." It's the way the dew would come at night, because that's what usually comes. But the din would be the same, and psula. It's going to be pasul. Rashi says, "Delav mayim chayim ninu." It's not going to become tame. It's going to make something else tame. The Amar of Yishuv and Levi, somebody says, Matam, what's the reason that the case of the vice is considered different than the one at the end? Why is the water tame if it was uncovered and found covered, but it's just possible if it was found uncovered? Why would that be the case? Beep, turn the page. Yud Amanav Mipnei. It's the way of shratzim to uncover things that are covered. They like to come and uncover things. Rashi says, "Vafagav the adam nami darku leglos ika lemitli ba adam tahor." We could be told on adam tahor, but shratzim letahor ba adam tame letame talinan basar ruba letahor. So back in the thing, mipnei darkin shratzim leglos vein darkum lechasos, but it's not normal for them to go and to cover it over. She says, "Hilchuk Reisha Leka Lemitli B'Shatzim." You can't see the verse talking about Shatzim. Utameim Utaharim Shchicha V'Chashin L'Tameya. Now we're worried for that should be a tame. So when you have something that's covered, it's found uncovered, then we go by the rove, and we assume that it didn't come in contact with the tame person. But if it was found covered, and when it was uncovered, then we follow the rove and we say that a tame person actually came and touched it. Skip this, and now v'ilu suffik mayim agulim asurim. However, when there's a doubt about the safety of uncovered water, then we say that it's actually aser. So in the previous one, Rashi actually pointed out, didn't read the part, it says, we see b'midibdi sura, we go baserov the shchichi, and even though it's going to end up being the kula, but with suffik mayim agulim, it's going to be aser. Shvam and achamir, sakanta misura, come to chushtan arayin, we see that sakana is more machmir than isura. It's more machmir than iser. Shema Amina. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.